thing. It's just in a little teacup. Isn't that adorable? Oh, and then I found, hold on, let me find it on Tumblr. Right here. See? It's a little bunny in a little cubicle. And it's all its size. And look, it fell out of its chair. It fell asleep at its little desk. Isn't that adorable? You don't think it's funny? It's adorable. Look at it again. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry I interrupted you. I know I asked you to read to me, but I didn't think you were really going to lay in bed and just read to me. No, yes, the alien invasion is just... It's a fantastic part of the book, yes. But... I thought... Wearing this cute little pink nightie, no bra, no panties, pigtails, bows in my hair, full makeup, you would have done more than read to me. So, if you're not gonna just... Okay. Well, I know that I should ask for what I want, but you're a very intelligent man, and... I thought coming to bed looking adorable like this would make you want to do more than read to me. Yes, yes, I know I read to you, I asked you to read to me. But I thought maybe it would be a different kind of story. I don't know. Like, a good bedtime story. Not, yes, the aliens, I put the aliens away, please. Please. I thought like a bedtime story that got me a little sweaty, maybe. Please. What do you mean you don't know those bedtime stories? You do. You invented those kind of stories. You mean I invented those kind of stories? You're right. If I wanted something like that, I should have asked for it and then communicated my needs. I feel like you're doing this purposely. You knew all along, right? Okay, good. Because I was just going to annoy you with bunny pictures till, I don't know. I don't know what my plan was, but I was going to continue to annoy you with bunny pictures. But they are adorable. Admit it, right? Adorable? Yes? Thank you. All right. Well, how about a bedtime story about a little angel that goes to bed with a devil? Does that sound like a good idea for a bedtime story? I know it could be a scary story. It could be a very, very rough, dark story. And the little angel's pale skin can get bruised and grabbed and pulled at and bit. And her little angel bottom could get spanked and well, certainly a devil would want to do more than spank a little angel's bottom, wouldn't she? I don't know. Do you think her wings would get in the way? So, if a little angel found herself in bed, pushed over on her stomach with her face in the pillows, and her little angel ass up in the air, The devil has his big strong hands just running up and down the curves of her body. His fingers tracing down her spine, watching her wiggle and try and pull away. Every time he just pushed her back down, and then she just tried turning her head enough to see his face and to see his dark eyes. His dark eyes, and she completely got lost in his hands, growing more possessive with each time she squirms to try and pull away. Do you think the angel really wants to get away? I don't think she really wants to get away either. He rakes his fingers harder down her back, traces her waist, then down over her ass. His knees spreading, her legs wide apart for him. Do you think the devil's ever tasted anything as sweet as an angel's pussy? He just lowers his face down. Takes his tongue, invades her little pussy, her sweet little heavenly pussy, licking her, tasting her, making her moan, whimper, and stopping. And starting again. And teasing. And torturing her. And then running his finger over a pussy. Making her beg for things she never thought a little angel should beg for. And he gives it to her. And runs his strong hands and rough fingers into her soft little pink hole. And makes her shake and tremble, because that's what the devil's all about. He's about temptation. But he doesn't give her everything she wants. No, he doesn't. That's the problem with the devil. He has his own plans. And he takes what he wants. And so he stops and goes back to licking her. And his finger starts chasing her asshole. That tight little hole. Again, the angel starts fighting it. She starts squirming, trying to get away, but his hands are digging into her thighs. His face is buried into her sweet, heavenly little pussy. And then his finger goes back to chasing the little hole. And her stomach starts to do flips, and her chest gets tight. She starts to relax. And the little angel finds herself in very big trouble. Because now the only thing she can think about, the only thing that matters in the whole world, in heaven, hell, on earth, and every other place that she knows of, the only thing she wants is to feel its awful, to feel his cock in her little angelic ass. Nothing else matters to her. She needs it more than anything else. And the devil knows it. He knows that's all she wants. And he pulls away from her body. He pulls her back into him, so she's on her knees. Her back, her wings pressed to his hard chest. And his hand, his strong, rough hand, takes her chin and pulls it to his face. And he kisses her. Kisses her so deep. But while she's lost in the kiss, he starts to work his way into her ass. Well, I don't know how this story ends. Do you think it has a good ending? How do you think the angel would find her? Herself in bed with the devil? No, I don't think it would be from sharing bunny pictures with him. Can we find out how the story ends? Please?